to House Bill 2623, and open the works, the hearing on House Bill 2623. Counsel, if you'll give us a quick summary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2623 comes to you from Representative Gardner's office, and it allows law enforcement to examine certain documents relating to a person under the jurisdiction of the PSRB or the Psychiatric Security Review Board. I believe that similar legislation was introduced in 1997, passed through the House, and was still in committee when the session ended. Yeah, still in committee on the Senate side when the session ended.
Thank you. Mary Carr Buckley, please.
Good morning. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Mary Claire Buckley, and I'm the Executive Director at the Psychiatric Review Board. And I just appeared this morning. I expected Representative Gardner to be here, but basically the board's position is just to ask that that this committee make sure that the legislative intent is clear, in that this is only be an examination of these particular items that have been listed in the proposal statute, including the conditional release order, the police reports, and the criminal history. The reason for this is that the board is a LEDS certified agency, but it is contrary to the LEDS policy for any re-dissemination of this. So I've had discussions with Representative Gardner, and he indicated it was his intention only that if a law enforcement agency were to request that they could come to our office and examine these documents in our office. There is no intent that these be copied and then taken out of our office. See, obviously the law enforcement agency has their own ability to run a criminal history of any individual, and they also have the ability to obtain police reports by request of the agency, you know, from whence our client came. With regards to the conditional release order, that's a public document that we regularly disseminate to the public, so we would have no problem with that.
Thank you. Questions of Ms. Buckley?
No questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wished to speak on House Bill 2623? Okay, I'm going to close the hearing on House Bill 2623. Not going to work session on that at this time. We don't have our other parties here to review the testimony. House Bill 3533, I'm going to open the hearing on House Bill 3533. Counsel, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3533 comes to us from Representative Westland on behalf of the American Plastics Council. It creates the right to a lien for a molder that maintains possession of a die if the molder has not been fully paid. And I don't have any additional information.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Russ Spencer for the American Plastics Council. Thank you for the opportunity to appear this morning. House Bill 3533 simply seeks to codify a practice which is commonly occurring in Oregon and in many other states throughout the country. With me is Richard Graff from NIPRO Plastics in Corvallis, and he can give you some specific information as to why this is necessary. I'll just add that currently 23 states to date have this practice, and we are simply seeking to add this protection for our clients. And I will turn it over to Mr. Graff out of respect for your busy agenda and answer any questions after Mr. Graff's testimony, if you so desire.
Thank you. Mr. Graff.
Good morning, Madam Chairman and representatives. I appreciate you taking the time to hear us this morning. I'm the general manager of a plastic injection molding company called NIPRO Oregon in Corvallis. We supply plastic parts to many of our customers in Oregon and California, Washington. This bill is important to us because without the ability to hold a mold waiting for payment on parts that we've produced and services that we've rendered to our customers, we have no other capability to hold anything to allow us to get paid. If we mold product for them, we ship them product, they choose not to pay and they demand the mold, current law requires that we have to return the mold, and that's the only collateral we have against that product. And so what we're trying to do is make the law agree with what common practice is today. Many of the smaller molders in the state don't have the ability to go after a customer. The customers are usually much larger. They're OEMs. They make the product. The parts that we make generally are not a product. It's just a component for a product. So what we need is a way to ensure that we get paid for the work that we've done.
Madam Chair, Russ Spencer, I would just add that oftentimes the value of the mold itself far exceeds the value of any of the parts produced for the customer, and therefore the customer does have a compelling interest in wanting to get their mold back. I would also add that we have tried to ensure in the language here that any prior lien holder of the banks or what have you would have first place. We will come in after any other liens are satisfied.
Excuse me, Mr. Graff, do you prepare molds on site? Are those something that your company prepares before you cast them, the product yourself?
Yes. In the injection molding or in the extrusion business, either one, a mold is built, and that is a fairly lengthy process. It can take anywhere from 4 weeks to 20 weeks to build a mold. We then inject the plastic into that mold and make the parts. So an individual part may only cost 2 or 3 cents, but the mold can cost anywhere from $50,000 to $250,000. So, and the mold is owned by the customer. As a custom molder, we don't make any products of our own. We just mold products for our customers. So they're just, if you will, pieces parts, and the customer turns that into a finished product. As an example, we mold products for Hewlett Packard. We make the inkjet cartridges. We make the bodies and the components that make the inkjet cartridge, but HP assembles it, puts the ink into it, puts the printhead onto it. So that part is useless to us. It has no value. It only has value to that customer.
Thank you. Any other questions in this panel? Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Is there anyone else that wishes to testify on 3533? I'm going to close the hearing on House Bill 3533, and we're going to take a brief recess. We're waiting for some representatives to show up, so we are in recess for a few moments. Oh.